You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So currently in the United States, stock markets are having a hard time, with a private subreddit having a large influence on the GameStop stocks, as well as around 20 other stocks, taking them from $4 a stock during the US summer to close to $400 a stock currently. So with the stock markets, people are waiting for the bubble to burst and are trying to make as much money off of this. And there's been a number of complications with day trading app Robinhood closing off the GameStop trading. And I talked to the co-founder and CEO of Sharesies about the situation, and started off by getting him to just explain the situation. So here is Leighton now.
Right, so basically what's happening, GameStop is it's an American video game company that has, in early December, its shares dropped quite a lot after some revenue misses. And during that time, there was a lot of speculation about, and it still is, of institutions shorting the company. And what a short is, it's basically a position that anyone can take, really, to say that you think a stock is going to go down or a share price is going to go down. And at the moment, there's a movement on Reddit, which is sort of a purpose-driven movement to stop this behaviour from institutions. And what this is doing is driving up the price of these shares, and basically resulting in these institutions at risk of losing quite a lot of money on some of these what we call short positions I've taken. So it's really unique. It's another unprecedented thing, which we've seen a lot of in financial markets over the last few months. And obviously being talked about in New Zealand as well.
Okay, is this a positive direction to be going in for the stock markets?
It's not investing. That's the big problem with it. And there is a lot of risk to this for some people. So there's three groups of people, really, that if you think about involved right now. The first group is people who are really involved with the purpose and are putting money behind that. And they understand that they'll have a very high chance of losing a lot of, if not all, of their money. The second one is some people who are well aware of the risk they're taking on and hoping that they'll get out before the drop happens, which is almost inevitable, it would appear. And those people are, once again, putting money that they are prepared to risk in the hope that they might come out on top. So it's more of a gamble than investing. And then there's a third group, which I think we are definitely most concerned about, which is the people who are potentially hearing this from people or seeing things and a little bit naive to the risk they're taking and may end up losing money that they didn't want to lose. And those are the ones we're really concerned about. So it's the answer is, for investments more broadly, no, I don't think it's the way that we want investment markets to go. As far as retail participation and things like that, I mean, we always think that's very positive, and but we don't really have a view on the movement that's happening at the moment.
Okay, and is it likely we could see anyone prosecuted over these moves at all?
It'll certainly be getting looked at over there. It's hard to say on what at the moment, and it's obviously getting a lot of attention in the US. And there's lots of rules and regulations around it, and it's going to be really how they determine that those have been broken, and also whether they can get to the underlying people, whether they think it's happened, because the movement is so large, if you like. There's so many people coming into it, and those people are coming for different reasons. We're sort of as interested as anyone to see how that plays out.
Okay, and with this whole movement going on, what could this mean for the future of GameStop and the other different stocks that are involved in all of this?
Yeah, well, that's the big question, really. Probably a lot of people had never heard of GameStop a few weeks ago, but I can imagine it's a very, probably not a really nice position to be if you're working in GameStop at the moment or one part of the executive or board there. For these companies, it does feel a little bit like they're being played with. But as to how that actually turns up, who knows what a lot more attention and their brand awareness might do for them longer term. It's very, the crystal ball thing with investing is very, very difficult. But generally, I'd imagine the sentiment is not overly happy at the moment. They're probably, wishing that it wasn't happening, I'd imagine.
Okay, and along with this whole situation, we've seen Robinhood, which is one of the apps that allows you to invest in day trading stop people from investing in GameStop stock. Are you able to give any insight into why they may have made this decision?
Yeah, they've made that decision. What they've presented publicly is to protect investors. So, it does seem irrational, and the data that people have or the information doesn't really line up with it where the share price is right now. It's hard to say exactly what all their motives are, but that's definitely what they're putting out publicly. And I think they're just getting overwhelming interest in this at a level that's just never been seen before, and I'd imagine they're sort of scratching their heads a little bit on what to do with that.
Okay, and so there's been a number of people that I've sort of seen tweeting about it and have been reasonably pissed off about this decision, and sort of saying that it is making trading in GameStop exclusive to those on the stock market instead of allowing anyone to be taking this risk. Is this a valid point to argue, and what are the implications of making the investment into stocks quite an exclusive activity?
Yeah, I can only speak to the Sharesies view on it, and the Sharesies view is that things should be available. Our vision is the same investment opportunities, whether you have $5 or whether you have $5 million. And as an example, the average trade size into these shares on Sharesies is about $180. So it's really, those numbers are still coming through. We're big believers in democratizing investing and making everything available. And in saying that, we're also big believers in people having the information they need to make good decisions. And we're definitely on that journey of trying to make that better and better. And I'm sure that's same for these other companies. But as far as going back and only making it available to the sort of elite or the wealthy or anything like that, we're definitely very opposed to that.
Okay, and what does this whole decision mean for the New Zealand stock market? Is it having any impact over here?
It doesn't really seem to have flown too far through to the New Zealand stock market. One of the big differences is the option market. So without wanting to use too much jargon, the US has a very large option market where you can take these bets either side. So in this case, the shorting of stocks, and that stuff, it is available in New Zealand, but nowhere near as readily or as easily as what it is in the US. And as a result, the immediate behaviour would be far, far harder to replicate. In saying that, we do every now and again see particularly smaller stocks in New Zealand have price movements that are hard to explain, and that's definitely something regulators are looking at, and I think they'll continue to look at.
That was the CEO and co-founder of Sharesies, Leighton. Let me just find his last name. Leighton. We get in there. We're getting there. Just scrolling. Leighton Roberts talking to me about GameStop and how that whole situation sort of evolved. I know for myself, I've seen it all over the news. Just haven't really understood what was going on. It seems to be quite the phenomenon that sort of taken anyone who doesn't really know how stocks work by surprise, is this whole situation that someone on Reddit could influence how this huge multi-million dollar mark, billions of dollars, is changing. It's crazy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.